Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for July 1st, 2014. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'm talking with Takahiro Ochiya about a way that breast cancer cells can acquire dormancy in the bone. The key to effectively treating breast and other cancers is to detect and then treat or remove the primary tumor as early as possible before the cancer has spread to other organs. However, even with early detection and treatment of the primary tumor, breast cancer can recur years after treatment. These recurrences often involve secondary sites, places where the cancer cells migrated from the primary tumor before treatment. When breast cancer cells spread or metastasize, they often end up in the bone or lung. Once at the new site, the cancer cells may quickly establish new tumors, or they can become dormant until conditions are right to trigger them to grow. The dormancy can last a long time, and the cells can come out of dormancy and give rise to tumors long after the primary tumor has been eradicated. Why the cancer cells become dormant and what brings them out of their dormancy is not clear, but a new study from Takahiro Ochiya's group has identified a mechanism that can promote dormancy of breast cancer stem cells in bone. Ochiya joins me now by telephone from the National Cancer Center Research Institute in Tokyo. Hello, Dr. Ochiya. Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm very happy to be here.
Why does breast cancer seem to recur most often in tissues like bones and lungs? What is it about those organs that attracts the breast cancer cells or allows them to grow there?
Yeah, indeed, this is a very great question. Breast cancer often metastasizes to the lung, bone, and the brain. But the main reason why is not well understood. The mechanism is missing. It is generally acknowledged that bone marrow is a common homing tissue for disseminated tumor cells, especially in breast cancer. These disseminated tumor cells in bone marrow look like cancer stem cells. It is a well-known stem cell response for cancer malignancy.
Once the breast cancer cells have metastasized to another site, bone for example, they can become dormant and just sit there without giving rise to secondary tumors. How long can those cells remain dormant in the bone? And do you know what triggers them to wake up, to reactivate?
That's an important point. Still, we don't know how many years or what duration they keep their dormancy in bone marrow. But if we look at the clinical examples, maybe more than 5 years and 10 years, it's such a very, very long period. And they keep their dormancy. And then, of course, the cancer patient has metastasis after a long period. And this might be a great chance for the reactivating such a sleeping cancer cells and activating to proliferate and then moving and transfer to the other tissues such as bone, lung, and brain. But still, there's no mechanisms we know. But one hint is there is because in bone marrow, in the physiological state, there's a hematopoietic stem cell. Hematopoietic stem cells can keep their dormancy in bone marrow, but once they need to proliferate, some signals come to such stem cells. So this is a very good key to understand a new molecular mechanism.
Your group looked at how mesenchymal stem cells in the bone marrow might affect the dormancy of breast cancer cells. Why did you look at that particular cell type?
In bone marrow, there are different types of stroma cells, such as osteoblasts, endothelial cells, non-myelinating Schwann cells, and mesenchymal stem cells. Among these cells, we focus on mesenchymal stem cells because it is already reported that bone marrow-derived mesenchymal stem cells promote tumor metastasis and drug resistance.
And so what did you find? Do those mesenchymal stem cells affect the growth of the breast cancer cells? What effect do they have on them?
Firstly, my postdoc, Dr. Makiko Ono, looked at co-culture of actively growing breast cancer cells with bone marrow mesenchymal stem cells in vitro system. Then he found that breast cancer cells acquire dormancy after cooperation with bone marrow mesenchymal stem cells.
When the breast cancer cells are dormant, they're not growing, they're not proliferating, they're just sitting there in the bone marrow?
Yes, dormant state means they have no growing, no metastasize, no moving.
In your experiments, when you co-cultured the breast cancer cells with the mesenchymal stem cells from bone, the cancer cells became dormant, so they didn't proliferate and they didn't migrate.
Yeah.
But you also saw an effect on drug resistance?
Oh, yes. Indeed, we found that after the co-culturing, originally drug-sensitive tumor cells transformed into a drug resistance. As I noted, disseminated tumor cells found in bone marrow look like cancer stem-like cells. Such cancer stem cells sometimes show strong drug-resistant phenotype.
And it's that drug resistance that enables them to survive the treatment for the primary tumor and sort of sit and wait in bone?
Oh, yes. The tumor cells found in bone marrow, for example, CD44 positive and CD24 negative, which is a very famous character of stem-like cells. Stem cells keep silent and waiting for proliferating. So that's why they become more stem-like cells. This is why cancer cells can keep themselves in bone marrow.
What is it about the bone marrow mesenchymal stem cells that triggers the cancer cells to become dormant?
Makiko studies culture supernatant of mesenchymal stem cells and found that a nanoparticle, extracellular vesicles, sometimes we called exosomes, promoted cancer cell dormancy. We studied extensively on these vesicles and finally found that a specific microRNA, which is a very small RNA, and these are packaged in extracellular vesicles and then induced cancer cell dormancy. This specific microRNA is microRNA 23B. We have more than 2,000 microRNAs in our body, and each microRNA have their specific target, and our microRNA targeted the substrate to protein kinase C. And this specific target promotes cell motility and cycling and is implicated in the pathogenesis of metastatic cancer. This is the reason why the cancer cells become dormant in bone marrow.
It seems relatively recently that researchers have started to really appreciate the contribution of exosomes to cancer biology. What are exosomes?
Exosomes are secreted by most cell types, whether they are normal or whether they are disease-derived cells, and then contribute to functions, including tissue repair and the transfer of pathogenic components. They contain microRNAs and mRNAs, and also many types of proteins. And then those components can be released from cells and then transfer to the adjacent or very long distance cells and tissues. This is a new type of cellular communication. Exosomes contain specific microRNAs, and because microRNAs have their own functions, such biological functions can transfer intracellularly. In 2007, a Swedish group, Professor Jan Lottebol, reported that microRNAs found in exosomes. And this is that opened the new world of the research, and such tiny nanoparticles become famous.
What types of processes in cancer have exosomes been implicated in? Have they been implicated just in proliferation of cancer cells or also in their ability to migrate, in their invasiveness?
Yes. Most of the studies field is just cancer metastasis, because before the cancer metastasized, they secrete exosomes. And for example, their exosomes, they were enriched angiogenic microRNAs. Angiogenesis is a very important step for cancer metastasis. So that's why exosomes are considered to be a novel agent for cancer metastasis. And also, sometimes drug resistance phenotypes can can be transferred by the exosome. Tumor cells, once they become drug resistant, those phenotypes, probably many molecules are responsible for that, and those drug resistant molecules are packaged in the exosome and then released. And then those exosomes can transfer to the drug-sensitive cells. And then if they catch those exosomes, they become resistant.
Dr. Ochia, thanks for speaking with me, and thanks for an interesting paper.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That was Takahiro Ochia discussing a paper published in the July 1st issue of Science Signaling by Ono and colleagues. You can read that article online at stke.sciencemag.org. The Science Signaling Podcast is a production of Science Signaling and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, advancing science, serving society. If you have any questions or comments, write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and AAAS, thanks for listening.